opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro. Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold.
The United States should welcome the self-determination of Africans. They certainly have denied self-determination to Africans inside the United States, so we're not surprised by anything that the United States would do.
If Gaddafi had an intent to try to reprice his oil or whatever else the country was selling in the global markets and accept something else as a currency or maybe launch a gold dinar currency, any move such as that would certainly not be welcomed by the power elite today.
So we're going to continue. BTR community is where you can actually go
and the need for other reasons to
support the network by being a part of this social media.
It's one of these things that you have to plan almost in secret, because as soon as you say you're going to change over from the dollar to the something else, you're going to be targeted. There were two conferences on this, one in 96 and another one in the year 2000, called the World Mataba Conference, organized by Gaddafi. And everybody was interested.
Something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price is
.com, Prosperity Mix. And
our resolve is clear. The people of Libya must be protected.
My bad, man.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, my bad.
That's okay.
Somehow I was disconnected, man. So we're going to have to do a take two if you don't mind.
No, that's okay.
All right. All right, so let me start over. Apologies to those that's listening right now. We had some communications issues. I wasn't even logged into the board. So we're just going to start the program over from the top. Thank you for being with us. The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And today's date is June the 7th, 2017. It is a Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is there. We are here, and we just had a couple of technical difficulties, had to just work through. And because of that, I don't want to take up too much time, so we're going to jump right into supporting Black Talk Radio Network and a couple of things and what's in the news, and then we'll get you right to Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. So, everyone, if you would like to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That is the homepage for this network. That's the home web. That's the website for this network, the homepage. And there you'll see the green holding hands, the icon for the donations. Just hit that, and it will prompt you to how you can give some of your financial energy to the network so it can continue to grow. Very, very, very important. So please do that. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has another way that you can support it, and it's a benefit to you, known as BTR Community. It's right there on the website, the homepage for the website. Just look on the far right-hand margin. You'll see a black background and then a capital white B, and that stands for BTR Community. Or you could go to www.btrcommunity.com, and that is the social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together, where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. It's only $24 a year, and that will support Black Talk Radio Network as well. So please come on over there. That's the only place that I post. Also, if you would like to acquire precious metals, you could go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint, and check out what's in inventory. Make sure before you purchase, make sure you contact Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com and just say, hey, you're a first-time buyer, and someone will contact you and explain the overall. Make sure you understand the overall buying process of getting the precious metals. It's to your benefit. Please do that. Okay. Also, July the 1st, we're going to have a Controlling Your Wealth seminar. You can go to Eventbrite, or it's right there posted inside of our page in BTR Community for Tando Radio Show, and that is Controlling Your Wealth Seminar. It's going to be July the 1st, 2017, here in Dallas at the Central Library in Dallas, and it's going to start at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's at the Central Library in Dallas, 1515 Young Street, and you could go to the Eventbrite platform and just go hit control your wealth seminar by Prosperity Mint. Is $300 per person, or $550 for couples. And it's also we're going to actually have where if you're not able to travel to Dallas for that, you'll be able to get the link for it, and that will be $300 as well, and you'll be able to participate in all of the information that's going to be there. There's going to be Prosperity Mint is going to be presenting, hosting it, and it is going to be a trust and foundation portion of it by Legacy Wealth Management will be there.
Prosperity Mint will also give 1 hour of the precious metals class, and it will also give some very important, pertinent information about what's going on, and also things that you should know how to leverage things in the future and other opportunities that you should be engaging in to actually create more opportunities for yourself to prepare, for you to prepare economically, and you can prepare physically for what's coming, and this is also going to be some great, great opportunities that are going to be there. So you want to be a part of that. Go to Eventbrite, Control Your Wealth Seminar, July the 1st here in Dallas. Come on down to Dallas, or you could just email info at Prosperity Mint if you would like the if you're not able to travel to Dallas and have link sent to you, so where you will be able to see everything that's going on and everything, the presentation, everything. You won't miss anything. So we'd love for you to come on down to Dallas. Come on down to Dallas. It'd be better for us to be able to talk directly to each other and to formulate some things. So looking forward to that. Also, if you would like to get into the cryptocurrencies, you can do that. All you have to do is go to rcryptocurrencies.com, rcryptocurrencies.com, sign up for the Trade Coin Club. And then once you do that, it will send me a message. I will send you how to set everything up. Try to get in before Friday, because there's going to be someone is going to, of everyone that signs up, it was for the whole month, signed up, funded, and everything else. You're starting and you funded your account and everything else. You'll be able to, someone is going to, we're going to give American Silver Eagle to one person, and my man John Black is going to give a trip to someone. So definitely be a part of that, okay? And that's at rcryptocurrency.com. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news real quickly. I don't want to take too much time for our Brother Davis Wise Wednesday. Very, very important. Some great stuff that's here. So I'm going to, some major stuff is going on, which you should be really aware of. And I posted something from West Point, Wire Point, Illinois Financial News. Will Congress authorize bankruptcy for Illinois and other states? Yes, inevitably, because Illinois is bankrupt. Check out that article. Man, this is, we're definitely going to talk about that. I'm going to skip the next one, only because of the sake of interest of time. Next one came from International Business Times. Jeff Sessions wanted to resign after Trump criticized him. Celebrity figurehead Trump said no. But this is, check out that. Next one, I posted this one from oilprice.com. Partitioning Saudi Arabia, oil, gas, and peace. This is definitely actively going on, what's happening. Also, from Rust Reality, U.S. Removes two aircraft carriers off the coast of North Korea. Very, very important. Aircraft carriers were moved out of the Sea of Japan and away from North Korea. There's a lot going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Big news for the day that really had a lot to do with what we talked about on yesterday and on yesterday. Very, very important. You know, Scotty and I, we talked about, Scotty had posted how Saudi Arabia was controlling the United States' largest refinery and all of its distributions route, and how we talked about how the U.S. was selling strategical oil reserves, and how, why that played out and why that was so important. And we talked about that. And on Monday, I said that this had everything to do with Syria and Iran. And lo and behold, what happened today? There was an attack at the Iranian embassy, and where else was it? And it was also at the Khomeini shrine in Iran today. And so I posted an article from Sputnik News. One of the Iranian parliament attackers blew himself up inside the building, and there was a couple of other ones. This has everything, major destabilization thing. This goes on right along with Saudi Arabia giving Qatar 24 hours ultimatum. All of this thing is really, really ratcheting up, and we're going to there's a couple of other articles with that. So check out that next article from Defense One. I posted Pentagon says Beijing is arming man-made island in the South Sea of China. Next article, from the South China Morning Post. Why Qatar matters to China in spite of the Gulf isolation. This was a strategical these are strategical happenings right now with Qatar that have major, major global ramifications towards GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. That is definitely going to be moving closer. Next article, I'm going to post that one. It was another one, South China Morning Post. Someone a live donkey in to feed the lions in the Chinese zoo. Check out that article. Next one, how the Gulf Road is blocking China's new Silk Road. This has everything to do with Qatar. So check out that. We'll touch on this stuff tomorrow for sure. Major, major, another major, major news today was that in Spain's Spander bank buys smaller rival Popular de Banco for €1 with a capital hike. And this is where Popular Banco de Popular went under today, completely under a very significant bank in Spain, and it went under today, and it was acquired for €1, or basically like saying $1 or $3. It was purchased, and so this is, and they had bank bail-ins for Banco de Popular today. So this is a major, major, major things that are happening as this is a part of everything that falling apart. Also from Bloomberg, I posted Banco Popular is taken over by Santander after EU sees failure because the bank failed. I posted something from CNBC. Sears is closing 66 more stores. And my man Raj posted. Raj posted, let me pull this up, didn't come up really quick. This was from wakeupworld.com. Virtual indestructible rogue GMO grass threatens environment, wildlife, and industries. Check out that article. Great, great article there, Raj. Check out that article. And let me pull up this other one that Raj posted. Raj posted another one also from wakeupworld.com. Pornography and the sexualization of children are distorting our children's, it says our kids' perceptions. Very, very true. Check out that article as well. So, oops. Good article. Another good article. And let me hurry up so we can get to Brother Davis. And, that messed up. All right. And then, so, next article. I posted, a YouTube video from a House of Representatives reps because Iran has blamed the U.S. and Saudi Arabia for the terrorist attack inside of you need to hear what this congressman said. And he basically said Iran better be careful what it's saying because if they keep running their mouth, that's an act of war,
Dave,
against Saudi Arabia.
Can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. Yeah, got you, brother. Go ahead.
And he named the correct suspects. He sure did. And it's no secret to anybody who keeps up with that sort of intelligence on these activities going around the globe that the United States, particularly John McCain, likes to meet with those groups that like to launch terrorist attacks on Iran. This has nothing to do with terrorism. It's all political. They're using terrorism or proxy terrorists groups, you know, it's all geopolitics. So, but that's the number one suspect that came to my mind when I read that, Saudi Arabia.
Yep. Listen to this. We're going to play this video tomorrow on Tando because this is all what we need to definitely, we need to be preparing for. So very, very true. So check that out. Now check this one out. I posted this one from military.com. South Korean president calls for THAAD deployments to be suspended. Basically, he's kicking out the U.S.'s THAAD deployment. Oh, man, this is really, really unfolding in a real fast track for war. Next article from Reuters. Turkey, I posted this one from Reuters. Turkey to fast track draft bill, approving troop deployment in Qatar. So Turkey is sending their troops to protect Qatar. This all happened today. They fast tracked it out of Turkey today. Remember, this comes on the heel of where celebrity figurehead Trump just came from. Oh man, this is so, so huge, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll cover some of this tomorrow, but I want to get to Brother Davis. But before we do that, everyone, for tonight's Wednesday, oops, let me turn this down. For those of you that are taking the preparation portion of preparation classes, we're going to have that 30 minutes right after Tando Radio Show is over. You know the number. We'll see you there. So without further ado, let me check to see if Brother Davis is there. Brother Davis is there. So whenever, Brother Davis, you're ready, we'll get going. And for today's Wise Wednesday show in one, so just give Brother Davis a couple of seconds to get situated. He'll be there. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you have any questions or comments for Brother Davis during today's Wise Wednesday show. So Brother Davis, thank you, thank you, thank you for you being who you are and what you do, brother. The floor is all yours.
Greetings. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Yes, it
welcome,
is.
Brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is going to be a dynamite show tonight. I hope that you have pens and paper ready, because I'm going to be ready to separate the simplicity of the deceptions. And the reason being is because there are so many of them going on. You hear about these war. We're on the verge of war. I mean, what society needs war? And the reality is that it's not for the best interest of the people. It's for the interest of a few. The sad part about it is that through the deception, what they're telling us is that they're willing to sacrifice God children for their profit. And that's being very simplistic about it. And I think that we have to understand that as long as we allow them to use words, and they use a lot of them, and 90% of them that they use really are designed to illuminate what they're trying to do in a manner so that you'll get lost and frustrated trying to understand what they're saying. So we have to be very understanding of the English language so that we can cut through that and get through the simplicity of what they're saying. And really, all of the thing that's going on is something that they started. They put this stuff in motion in order to get us to follow what they want us to follow. That's why they control all of the mass media, because the deception cannot be stopped. Because if it stops, then people start waking up, and they don't want people to wake up. What is important, though, is what your state of mind is. What are you thinking? How does this fit into your schedule? Are you on pace to achieve what it is that you're trying to achieve? And see, the confusion is all about keeping you off your game so that you will lose focus on your children. Because, see, that's what it comes down to. That is where our value is. If we cannot protect our children, then they have the right to protect them the way they see fit. Now, we already see that they have butchered the world from the way it was to what it is. And it's not something that happened overnight. And really, because of our silence to some degree, that showed them that we were in agreement with it. Even if we weren't, even if we were silent because we were under control, that mental control is a powerful tool. And you see, the whole thing about mental control is that when they have a mental control over you, they are controlling the example to your children. And really, that's what they want. See, the gold, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is to be able to mold your children to be what they want them to be in their destructive plan. And it is destructive. You just heard Brother Dave talking about this new GMO grass. Well, I heard about it, and you know the sad part about it? The publications are saying that Monsanto is facing some dire straits financially, but yet they're still putting out products like this. So the deception is constantly going on. But if you just take your time, you will see that they are still on course to do what it is their plan is, and which is that is the total annihilation of this world. I hope that was simple enough, because when you look at it, and they're taking over waterways and destroying water, a definite means of our survival. They're taking over lands and planting things that will destroy the land, a definite means of our survival. For those of you who don't know it, they're putting up artificial clouds in order to block the sun, a definite means of our survival. You see, they want us to believe that these things are being done to make the future better. It's not. They're giving you the impression as though these things are going to enhance the quality of life. It's not. What enhances the quality of life is you and I. We're taking our responsibilities more seriously. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when we were given this world, it was given to us gratuitously. Now, what does that mean? That means without cost. No fee. There was no charge. We're given a vessel to implant yourself in, and all we had to do was take care of this great big marvel called Earth. But in every fusion, it requires several things. One of the things is idealism, and another thing is corruption. And wherever you find idealism, you're going to find corruption. That's why they have to create things to keep you in control in order so that you won't wander out of that circle. I need you to pick up your phones, because in reality, if this isn't a monologue, then you're not going to get it all. And the reason why you're not going to get it all is because there's so much deception going on. You look at just the food itself. It's a great deception. Who's eating most of their food? You know, they're trying to pour it into our educational system, which we have no control over either. Deception. We have to look at this in the most simplistic manner so that when we put our plan of attack together, we're all on the same page. And I know some people sit back and say, oh, well, what can we do? This is corporate control. Corporations are run by people. And yes, there are some evil, devilish people in the world. But there's a balance to all of that. And in order for us to be able to move forward in the things that we know are going to help the Earth survive this, and it needs our help. For those of you who don't know, a little tidbit, Fukushima's on the West Coast. They're finding salmon now that has that psyllium-123 or 120. Yeah, that is the radioactivity that was spread through the Fukushima accident. Now, what they don't want you to know, I'm going to be very blatant with you. The Pacific Ocean is dead. The Indian Ocean is dying. And this is not something that's going to stop by itself. The sad part about it is that no one's talking about it. And the reason being, because they control the media. If they told you the truth, it would be an uproar. The voices that were once silent would then become louder with the masses. But that is what we have to do if we're going to make changes here. People talk about love. Do you realize that they've taught you love to be an emotion? Love is not an emotion. Let me bring some clarity to you. Love is just harmony. When you are in harmony with someone else, then you set a rhythm that literally adds to the vibration of the universe. Not everybody has a rhythm, because there's so many other things out here. Deceptions. Let's look at the drug trade. We don't bring it here, but we're victimized by it. Let's look at the legal system. We didn't design it. It's been designed to victimize us. We cannot take our focus off the prize, and the prize are our children. Never for 1 minute think that these people want to stop at eliminating you. The only reason why they want you is because you know the history. That's right. You can tell, as the example, you can tell those under you the history. And if you allow them to tell it, they will never know the true history. You know that already. They're changing history books as we speak. And guess what? They're not changing them to tell the truth. If you remember, Winston Churchill said that England history will be graced. England will be graced by history because England will write the history. That is what is happening here. And if we are not on the same page, then literally we're victimizing our children. And I'm not saying to be this that we need to do anything subversive. No, we don't. All we need to do is be out front. We need to voice ourselves in one voice. We need to collate our ideas and our dollars. We need to educate our own children. Then we need to do it yesterday. Now, there's a lot of groups out here now that have some very positive things going. And we need to make sure that they have the resources and our children, if those are the sources, are those giving them the sources they will need to become better people. Because if we don't, you're going to find that there's a lot of children that's going to be walking around here lost because they didn't learn basic stuff. What is basic? How to breathe. Might seem simple, but in reality, we're losing that right daily. So now we have to train our children how to breathe so that when they get the opportunity to breathe clean air, they have an understanding of how to do it and exercise their lungs so that they can achieve the maximum efficiency from them. If not, someone's going to come along and teach them how to smoke, because the system's designed like that. The deception is real. A reason why I enjoy Wise Wednesday is because during the week I'm doing research. I'm not trying to focus on what's happening in the world. And the reason being is because that's outside of me. And really, when it comes to the things outside of me, in order for me to have a greater voice, I have to organize so that sounds that we make hit the ears that can expand our volume. And that's what you have to do. Because guess what? You are a representative of your community where your children grow up. If the schools are great there, then you're blessed. But if they're not, then they're being indoctrinated. And simplicity is the only way I can come at you like this. Because everybody has a problem that no one thinks is important to someone else, but other people have the same problem. So we have to take control and open up our understanding that we have been given the grace of gratuity in our beginning, but we have become very ungratuitous since then. And ungratuitous means that we literally expect something for something. We do something for somebody, we expect somebody to do something for us. And the sad part about that is if they don't, then we have a right to allow our ego to flaunt, which subdues the fact that we never achieve what we're trying to achieve because now our ego is involved. We have to take control of our emotions. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you're going to have to rid yourself of some of the script. Depression, it's scripted. It's basically a reason to give you another drug. If you are serious about taking care of yourself, then you do the due diligence that requires you to understand how your body works. It's a magnificent tool. I'm going to tell you, I am blessed every day because I grow a little more, and I just can't understand why we can't all see the importance of being simplistic instead of following after all of these things to come on. Those of you who watch TV, you get in the morning, you get, we used to get news in the 70s and 80s. Now you get entertainment. And now there's services that call themselves intertainment or infotainment. It's just another illusion, another deception. We have to take control. Now, I don't know what you're doing where you are, okay? But I want to give you some honest ideas of what we're doing where we are. And the reason being is because we think that although we're not achieving things as fast as we like to, we're gaining ground. And that means that you're going to have to incorporate yourself with some people you don't know. You realize I put on my emails, I don't have to know you to love you. because who am I speaking to? I'm speaking to me. Those people out there that have the same circumstances, that are looking at the world through a different set of eyes. Because guess what? The world doesn't think it's wrong. They think that they're God. I'm just being simple. They really think that they're God. There are people now who are literally planning to build a pipeline in other people's countries and take their resources like they're just supposed to surrender them. But yet these people are so discompassionate, they will go in and kill any number of people to achieve what it is they want, because they feel they have that right, because they see themselves as God. Now, in reality, they're not. They're just human beings that are being perpetuated by their greed. But that's just on a simplistic level. They do have the money to be able to control the news, because there's a certain degree of people who believe that that TV tells them the truth because of the programming. So we have to be real and to the point about what it is we're trying to do and where it is we're trying to go. Because at this stage now, we're running late. I didn't say that things could not be different. I didn't say we could not change things. I didn't say that we don't have the time. I'm saying we're running late. Because, see, there's a lot of things that you haven't tapped into that was always available to you, and every time somebody opened that door to you, the programming told you, oh, that can't happen. Think about it. Oh, that can't happen. People dying every day. You know why? Because they believe the commercials. Do you realize that one of the biggest threats to the quality of life any human has that consumes meat is meat? Because it's been marketed so much, you're getting too much of it. Your body can sustain meat at a certain period of time, even a certain level. But every day, 3 meals a day? No. No, it's not designed like that. And we know that and be simplistic about it, but yet we follow the program. We can do something about that by just stopping. Stopping the program. Stop letting them into our homes. Sitting down and talking to our children. Remember when we used to have dinner and the family would be at the table and you can converse back and forth? They're taking that away from you. Why? Because the programming don't want you to communicate with them. They don't want you to know what your children are doing. Biggest deception in America is the tax system. There is no law that says you have to pay taxes. But because deception has been the repetition of deception to those who think they're God, have made you believe that it's true. And we conform. Because if you don't conform, then they will eliminate you as a obstacle, because you only see yourself as one, but you're not. You see them commercials every day because there's millions of people who don't believe in the system. And guess what? They're telling you what they can do, but they can't lock you all up because they're locking up other people. We don't see the power of the numbers that we work with because we don't see ourselves as a group. We see ourselves as one person. But we are a group. And we're just like we can get together and have meetings. We can get together and exchange ideas. It's like we can look at somebody and know they're different. We could look at somebody and see a human being. You see, there is business in separating by differences. That's part of the plan. It's programming. And the sad part about it is that those people who do not see themselves as the leaders see themselves on the bottom, because they see themselves with the programming. If you took the programming off and you looked at yourself, the leader has nothing more than you have internally. Externally, they might have a few dollars more, or they might read a few books to give them a little bit more insight. But physically, they don't have anything more than you have. But here's the catch. Once you operate in what you have, you'll be more powerful than them. Why? Because you can control this thing called your body, and they cannot. And your body has an immense amount of power. but we haven't been able to capture that because we're under the programming of Westernism. Well, when I shook that programming and I started doing my own due diligence and I started practicing some of these exercises, I began to really see how much power that this system has. And when I began to realize that, I started thinking about how can I sustain it to the point where I can maintain it as well as teach my grandchildren about it so that when they grow up, I don't have to worry about them being victimized because then they will be the examples for their children. And if they do what I've done, then I've been making strides. And that's what we have to do. We have to get away from the programming. I didn't say run away from your jobs. For those people who are saying, oh, yeah, I'm just going to get my job. No, listen, I'm going to say that. But you must make your job become your regenerator. Now, let me go ahead into another level. Your body is regenerating itself all the time. Cells are dying and cells are living. Those cells that are dying that are literally been deformed are going to regenerate into new cells for what's called the recreation. So what are we doing? We're in a state of perpetual generating a recreation. But we don't see that. You know why? Because Westernism doesn't want you to know that. Westernism doesn't want you to realize that you have a greater power and understanding how your body works, because then you can be able to tap into your body in a way that they cannot measure. And when they can't measure it, they fear it. And why do you think they kill so much? Have you asked us about that? They kill so much because they feel that that eliminates the immediate problem. It doesn't. You can see that in these so-called, they call them terrorists. But if you listen to them, listen to what they're saying. You bomb our villages from afar. You kill our women and children. You take the wealth of our country, and we're supposed to be friends? That sounds stupid, doesn't it? We see it every day. We see these people come on TV, and they literally beat and kill people in the street, and they want you to think it's their fault, because why? They feared for their life, but they got the gun. Are we seeing the simplicity here? Because once we understand the simplicity of it, then we can begin to prepare ourselves to combat it. And the reason why we have to combat it is because as long as we say nothing, it goes on. As long as we do nothing, it goes on. And I'm not talking about one or two of us as a people. I'm talking about all people who have a human plan. Because the humans in this world, if you have not said anything about your disgust, your silence is your agreement. Martin Luther King said that a long time ago. When you look at somebody being beat and you don't say nothing, your silence is your agreement. The bad part about it is that we see it every day. And you know what? They fear us all saying in one voice, stop. We all see you. And just think, just imagine a police stop and then the traffic stops. And the police turn around and they look and say, we'll keep moving. And we say, well, as part of the human race, we want to value every human. So if you just give him his ticket and let him go about his way, then traffic can keep moving. So now they become the obstacle in traffic, not us, not the plan. Because when we keep moving, they think we don't care. That's why these videos, these phones, have become a powerful tool. Because in reality, now, you can record them where you couldn't before. And we must take the role in doing that, because that way we can capture them and show them. You see, the people in authority aren't going to care, but those people who aren't in authority, they will care. You know why? Because it's happening to them now. That's right. Your little white boys, your little white daughters, now it's starting to happen to them. So as they begin to wake up to the fact that this is not just limited to those so-called others, that now the others have become them, that our voice becomes of a greater volume. But we got to point it out to them sometime. Is that all right with you? When you go to work, did you see that? See, they're always looking for it to be black people in trauma. It's not. They're killing each other now. I've expected it for a while. Because in reality, when you have that type of masochistic idea of thought, you'll get to a point where it doesn't make a difference who. Matter pants and laws about having sexual relationships with children. Think about it. Society has fallen at such a rock pace from a high building that if we don't reach out to each other, we're going to find ourselves victimized very, very intently. And you could see that they don't care about society. Because now, in this next wave, when I say wave, I mean this next whole concept of war, they're not thinking about how it's going to affect you. They're not even thinking about how it's going to affect the people who got to fight this war. All they're thinking about is the profit they'll get from it. That's why we have to make our voice heard. And this is Brother Davis on a wise wisdom, being simple. I'm just laying it out there. And I haven't got to the good part. See, the good part is when you understand the total circle. You see, from the gratuitousness of life and the possibility of growth, you become a light. And that light must be shined in anything that is not or that is contrary to your beliefs. So, we have a lot of work to do, but it can be done. And the reason why it can be done is because we're not using guns. We're not using threats. We're just going out as the human race in the numbers that we are. And we are going to take back in every country that which has been put in the dark so that they can control the description of how it's seen. That's what they did. That's what they've done with every system. The religious system, the educational system, the social system, the system of government. They want to be the interpreters of your perception. And in reality, they don't see the things the way you see them. And a perfect example is, I fear for my life. Everybody who sees that thinks it's ridiculous, except those people who follow the programming for that to work for them. And they have to, because you have to see, programming is based on a deception. And that deception must be received by a certain degree of people before it becomes mainstream. And the reason why those certain people receive it is because they want the corporate separation. Well, we may be coming up on a break any time now. But I'm trying to get you to understand, in the most simplistic way, is that we have to move. And we can't just think that if we go out here and we talk to a few people, we did what needs to be done. No. In every area where there's darkness, we got to bring light. Understand how I said that. Because, see, that is what we were about in the first place. We are the children of light. We are the batteries the sun feeds on a daily basis. And that's why they're bringing artificial clouds out now. There is always a method to their madness. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I'm keeping it simple, and I'm keeping it real. And I'd like you to pick up your phones and call. Let me know what's going on in your neighborhood. Let me know if I can help. Because in reality, until I can get you to see the light that you cast, then it's like a spotlight. Don't worry. If that's what I got to be, I'll be a spotlight. But here's the catch. When that spotlight hits you and all of a sudden you light up, the more you grow, the brighter your light becomes. And the more you grow, maybe internally. Because that way, when you step out, you illuminate everything. And therefore, more people will gravitate to the aspect of your idealisms are what they're thinking, but they didn't know how to open that door. That's why you are the light. You are the glorious light of the Most High. and we have to open up the darkness by shining the light into it. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We are about to come up on a break, but I do want to reiterate about Black Talk Radio. This has become a tool that is a necessity, because you're not getting any of this information anywhere else. And the reason why you're not getting anywhere else is because most of those other places are looking for an opportunity to get free money. So therefore, anytime you're given something, they want to give it to control. What they want to control, they can't get here. That's why it was established this way. So I'm encouraging you. I'm not encouraging you to do something I don't do myself. Because I'm going to tell you something. What if this is going to be the change? In order for this to change, we got to change our mindset. This is not going to happen because we're hoping it. This is not going to happen through just prayer. And understand how I said that. Because I do encourage prayer. But it's not going to happen through just prayer. And it's going to require us to pull our sleeves up and jump in. And when we do, we might get discouraged in the beginning, because there's always a core group. But we can get things done to the point that when people start to see the light shine, they want that light too. And that's all we want, is for them to want that light too. Because then we can open up the door and let the sun back in. We can eliminate these fake clouds that serve no purpose. We can get rid of this so-called Monsantos, because literally they're basically following a philosophy that, in other words, the owner of Monsantos, the original owner who started this country, was one of the Knights of Malta. Most of the elite are extremities of that philosophy. I'm going to leave that there. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Let's pick up your phones. Give me a call. We've got an hour left. I got a little bit more information I want to give to you, but most of all, I want you to give me a call. Give me what you have so that we can articulate and have a monologue here, and other ears can have the initiative to do the same thing. Because I'm going to tell you something. A problem is only a problem until you find a solution. And when you find a solution, it may not work right away, but if you apply it and apply it and apply it, it eventually begins to take hold. That's why people paint things. You know why? Because they want to change the color. And sometimes they got to apply it and apply it and apply it before they get the color they want. And then before you know it, the whole thing's painted. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on a break now. Pick up your phones, y'all, and let's make some phone calls, because guess what? I haven't even told you about some of the major things that are going on behind the scenes in government. And why? Because it's a deception. Brother Davis will be right back at you.
Program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. Ending, I was telling you there's some things going on in the government that are deceptive, they don't want you to know about. One of them is sustainable energy. Now, 5 years ago, if this United States government would have jumped on sustainable energy, we would be at the forefront. We could really be making progress and literally booming by now, because now you have to understand the things that are open up to us. If we would have took sustainable energy by the horns back then, by now we would be at the forefront of making products that would be sought at by the world. But instead, they're looking at other countries now. Look at what's happening at the hemp field, hemp in the United States. This really should have been a major product all along. But now, there are talk that it could save the economy because of the number of different items that it can be required to produce. Literally, that was one of the reasons why those so-called power brokers and the elite back in the early 30s and 40s targeted hemp, because they knew they could make fuel with it, they can make rope with it, they can make materials with it. There's so many byproducts that they can make with it that it literally took money out of their pocket. I'm going to tell you, it gets much deeper than that. Tesla came up with these so-called sustainable energy ideas back in the early to mid-30s. You know who his financier was? J.P. Morgan. When J.P. Morgan said, look, if I can't put a meter on it, I don't want to know about it. He literally destroyed Tesla in order to keep Tesla's ideas from coming to the forefront. Now, they're blowing out the walls. There's people in England, people in Germany, people here in the United States, people in India that are all coming out with sustainable energy devices. The knowledge was always there, but it was always kept away from, because those people who exposed that knowledge came to some untimely circumstance. You have to understand, once again, that is the deception. They want you to think, oh, we don't have nothing to do with it. It was just an accident. Let me tell you, let me ask you this. This is a general question to you. There have been 63 holistic doctors killed in the last year. 63 that died under either strange circumstances, miraculous circumstances, or murdered. Does that sound like it's happened chance? No. It's by design. You know why? Because they want people to come to the pharmaceuticals, and they want people to go to the medicals. They don't want people to find out the truth about this unique thing called the human body. And see, that's what holistic medicine is about. But see, because we have been locked into this body, this box, not a body, a body. We have been locked into this box where the knowledge is fed to us. If we don't have the initiative to go out and do the due diligence, you will never understand the multiplicity of things that this body can do. Oh, sure, you see what they want you to see. They want you to see the basketball and the baseball. You know why? Because the philosophies are aggressive. Yeah, that's right. If you think about it, all those sports teach an aggressive philosophy of competition. And that's what your children have. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't say the competition or competitivity is not good. But it should be healthy. What's healthy about sending a kid to college to get an education? The college makes billions and millions of dollars off of him. He doesn't get an education, and then they throw him in the street. Or if he's fortunate enough to make it to one of the major playing levels, they pay him so much money, they tell him what to do. Oh, don't give no money to the black community. As a matter of fact, don't even give money back to your own community. For those of you who don't know, that's what's going on. And the reason why it's going on is because they can control how much money they make for a long period of time. People sell out for a lot of things. That is the deception. Once in a while, you'll see athletes that come along to make a difference. And they do things slightly out of the ordinary. And I have to admit, right now, LeBron James is doing that. You know how many kids he educates every year at school? On a college level? You see, there are people doing some certain things, but you see, when Oprah wanted to open a school in the United States, they said no, so she had to go to what? Africa. This is one of the most powerful black women of her time. We cannot let the deception continually take the resources that are trying to be made available to us from us. And the reason being is because that keeps us where we are. We are going to have to make sure that we parley our trillions of dollars. And that's what we do. We have trillions that we spend. We have to separate that. Put 10, 15, 20, 25% of that trillion into re-examining our educational system. Matter of fact, if they want to go with a charter program, then let's set up our own. Oh, yeah, we meet their standards, but we don't stop there. We go beyond. And the reason why we go beyond is because then we can incorporate the subject matter that we want our children to learn. They can't get black history in school because guess what? They don't want you to know true history. We can do that in charter schools. It's just an idea. Okay, is there somebody calling?
No, I was just agreeing with you, Brother Davis. That was me, Dave.
Oh, okay, bet, Dave. But this is going on all over the country, and we have to really take part in this. And the reason why we have to take part in this is because our children are going to come along one day, and they're going to ask us a question, and they're going to say, "Did you know?" And if you say, "Yeah," then that means that you were in agreement with it. But if you say, "You know what? This is what we did about that," then they know that you had some sort of plan in place to at least form an alliance to attack that problem. And you see, corporate America doesn't want that because their numbers don't equal your numbers. We have to be firm about what it is we're trying to do, and what it is we're trying to do is save our children. That's it. Because what we don't do now, they become victimized by it later. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I hit my children hard with truth. And it's like, what? My son just the other day was saying to me, "You know what, Dad? They take so much money out of my pocket when I make that overtime." I said, "Yeah, they are going to do that." He said, "Well, why?" I said, "Because we have allowed it for so long, they've accepted the role of being the person that takes your money." He said, "Well, I understand. When there's a law," I said, "No, there's no law." He said, "What? You see, they don't know." And now he's saying to me, "Well, what can I do about it?" And I'm saying, "Son, you got to organize. You got to talk to other people too the same way. Because guess what? If you do speak in one voice, then you'll find there's other people in other places that have that same opinion. But you cannot do this by yourself. Because when we tried to do it by ourselves, they killed a lot of our leaders. And these leaders that they got now, if you didn't choose them, they ain't your leader." He looked at me and said, "Well, I thought that no. The deception is they want you to think about something, but they don't want you to act on it. Because when you act on it, then you become knowledgeable. And when you become knowledgeable, you can change things. And that's what we're about here. We're about giving this knowledge so that we can change things. Oh, let me tell you something about your body, by the way. Then I told you that it regenerates itself. Every day it regenerates itself. Did you know that your skin breathes? They don't teach you this type of stuff in school. You know why? Because your skin is working in harnessing with your lungs. And the sad part about it is a lot of people fail to realize when they got a respiratory infection or something that is a derivative of maybe something else. You ever hear people getting skin infections, but yet that skin infection has an effect on another part of their body? That's because they're allowing things to go in our system that we have no idea what they are. And the sad point about that is that it's happening all over the world, not just to one of us, to all of us. You know why? Because the world wants to be run. The corporations want to run the world. And for those of you who don't know, and some of you may have heard me say this before, do you realize when a country does business with the United States, it has to conform to the Codex Code, C-O-D-E-C-O, code. And you know what that means? That they have to take GMOs in their country. That means that they have to accept American laws. So that means they got to accept their jurisdiction, what they call jurisdiction. You see what I'm saying? That means they got to accept they regularly send the missionaries, then they send the merchandise, then they send the military. It's the basic same routine, and we know it. And we finance this crap through dollars that we don't even want to pay, but they take out of our checks before we get them. And I know it seems to be dawning, but we aren't doing nothing. What will happen when we start doing something? You know what will happen? They'll wake up. Right now, they're talking, for those of you who don't realize this, they're talking about crushing America the way it is. Let me repeat that. They're talking about crushing America the way there is. And they've already put everything in place. Our illustrious President Obama, he's very in the forefront. He was just a very articulate person, a very warming smile, but he had a deadly pen. And he has written into law some of the most deadly legislation known to man. And he's still walking around like he's very popular, but the people haven't begun to realize the extent of the deadliness of his pen. Don't you hear people talk about when that dollar drops? When that dollar drops, his pen, the very laws that he signed in the place, kicks in. If you have no idea what they are, you are in for a hair-raising experience. Or should I say, a deafening experience, because a lot of people will die. Let me say that again. A deafening experience, because a lot of people will die. The purpose is to help us get through this. And the reason why I say that is because it's more than us than it is them. See, this country is thinking it can fight wars on 2 and 3 and 4 fronts. They're talking, they're selling wolf tickets to Russia, they're selling wolf tickets to North Korea, they're selling wolf tickets in the Sea of Japan, in the South Seas, Asian Seas. They're selling wolf tickets in Syria. Do you think that they could really maintain all of this here destruction without our cooperation? No, they can't. And all we have to do is just say, no, listen, we ain't dealing with it no more. Remember those movie Network where the guy goes to the window and says, damn it, I'm tired of this and I'm not going to take it anymore? That's what we got to do. And when we do that, we got to organize ourselves so that we are not going out there as a few, but when in a given community, the whole community is out there. Because I'm going to tell you something. The loss that we will lose are the treasures of our future. I don't know if you grasp the totality of that statement. The loss that we will have is the treasures of our future. And you know what? Their kids aren't gone. Do you think Donald Trump sending his son to prison to a war? You think for 1 minute those elites are sitting back saying, well, I'll sacrifice my grandson? No. And guess what? Now the politicians won't. You know why? Because they wrote laws to omit themselves from that. I hope y'all catching all of this. This is called the deception process. And we got to keep it simple because guess what? They give themselves raises and they're already getting paid by corporate America. Don't think that they can do all of this without corporate America greasing them. And the sad part about it is that they're taking our money coming back to our community smiling like they're your friend. We need to find our own politicians in our own communities, and we need to elect them. And we don't need to utilize the boob tube to focus on a local election when everybody who's voting in that election lives in that same area. We need to go out and do some face-to-face, have some town hall meetings where we can bring the representatives forward so that the others will know that we're serious about our movement and we're putting the people in the positions that are going to say no. We have this elusive essence called integrity. And then we're going to feed that integrity by staying with them and on them, and to some degree we may have to protect them. So don't think for 1 minute that there's going to be a stoppage, oh, I'm done for the day. No. There's an old saying, you work like a truck driver. You know why? Because by the time you hit Wednesday, knowing you got 2 more days left, we done put a 40-hour week in. I hope you got the dynamic of that. But we done already put a 40-hour week in. So now you're going in for another 2 days and you get your weekend off, and guess what? You might have to put another 40 hours in. And then hopefully you get something off. But in reality, that's just the circumstances that we're under. And I don't think that makes anybody an exception, because guess what? On your weekend time, when you go out to hit them socialize, you can be talking about this. And you find somebody like mine and say, look, let me get your phone number. Look, brother, let me get your phone number. Oh, yeah, I don't want that for my kids either. Well, let me get your number. Before you know it, you got a list. And tell them, look, I'm thinking about setting up a meeting. Can I give you a call? And then you already got things ordered on its way. So if you have a meeting, you call 50 people and only 30 show up. That's great, because you're making a difference. You are bringing the light into the darkness. And this is the purpose that we have to. We listen, you don't have a choice. If you think you have a choice, you're looking at this through the wrong perception. Because nobody's going to do this for us. Nobody. And the sad part about it is that regardless of what it costs, we got to do it. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm planning on it. One of the reasons, and this is a sidebar, one of the reasons why we got into organic farming was not only because of what's happening to the food supply, but we want to be able to split up enough production so that when this dollar drops, that we can be a source for some, as well as make a profit so that we can sustain the farm and grow. Because literally, there are going to be people who need, who ain't got nothing. That's why I say that we are constantly regenerating ourselves. We are the generation of creation that was put here for that purpose on a planet that didn't need no human being. It took care of itself. And since the introduction, things people are trying to kill it. It is our responsibility to be perpetual with the universal laws that have kept us alive. And those things are still available to us unless we stay silent and do nothing. I don't know where you live, but now in the United States, water rights is becoming a very serious problem. And if you don't think so, you realize there's people who's trying to buy the Great Lakes right now. They're trying to buy the water rights to the Great Lakes, Michigan, Huron, Superior. They literally are trying to, but listen to them. Do you understand the magnitude of the problem that I'm saying we're facing? Because we're under this government that is selling everything. You did just hear Brother Dave tell you about the largest refinery here in the United States being sold. Is that a call coming in? The largest refinery here is being sold by the United States. And the sad part about it, there's nothing that we can do about it. Hold on, I gotta take this call. I'll be right back. Hello? All right. Hello? Hello?
Brother Davis?
Yes, I'm
Brother
here,
Davis?
I'm sorry. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, you got me?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get back to what I was on. I was focusing on the fact that we need to make the moves that are necessary for us to achieve what is going to be needed for us to have a future. Understand how I said that? What is going to be needed for us to have a future. And the sad part about it is that we are going to be in for the battle. So be able to prepare to give up your resources. Prepare to give up some of your ideas. Be fair to share some of what you have, because in reality we don't have a choice. But there's an opportunity to make sure that we've done the best we can. That's it. If you've done the very best you can, nothing else I can answer for. Because guess what? It's easier to die on your feet than to live on your knees. And the sad part about it is some people will choose to live on their knees. So we are the last hurrah. And the sad part about that is that a lot of people don't want to be that. And the reason why they don't want to be that is because they think that this system is going to be kind to them. It hasn't been kind in the past, and it will not be kind in the future. But we will have to make it what we want it to be. So for those people who are sitting out here who are on the fence, get off. Don't inquire much. Just make a decision and do it. What we have to do is go out in the areas that we're in and initiate. And as we do that, everything begins to happen. This is Brother Davis from the Wise Wednesday. Now, we're getting short, y'all. And when we're getting short, that means that y'all ain't participating in this process. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have a choice. Take advantage of this opportunity while we got Black Talk Radio, because guess what? At any given time, if God comes in there and they run up on him or anything, he's not going to be surprised by it. Why do you think he does so much in order to put so much out there right now? Because there's no trickery here. We understand what we're doing. And whatever the cost is, we know we are prepared to pay it. But don't think for a minute that if something happens to me, it's done. No. Because I told you before, that's just a transformation to me. And when I go through that transformation, I'm going to come back in a manner that is going to be more direct than it was the first time. Because I will not be limited by a body, a shell. Shell that I've well maintained because I understand and I've grown to understand the importance of maintaining it in order for it to do other things. But if something happens, listen, I am prepared. Because every day, I do a little morning prayer. I do the things to elevate myself beyond who I was yesterday to who I'm seeing myself to be tomorrow. Because guess what? I have no control over what happens after the transformation. But I do know this, that the lessons that I learn here, I don't have to relearn. I've become what's called an experienced teacher on the next level. And the reason being is because I've already met the grade on this level. And this is what we need to do. We need to meet the grade so that our children will have an opportunity to teach their children, who will hopefully have children and have an opportunity to teach them. And the reason why I say hopefully is because there's a lot of things that are deceptions that we haven't discussed yet. We haven't talked about this Nibiru. They're not talking about it. You know why? Because there's something involved in the world that they don't want you to know. And the sad part about it is that you maybe should. But then again, some of you may not want to know the truth. But the truth can be a terrifying thing. And the sad part about it is that it's supposed to set you free. I'm going to tell you, when I begin to really understand the truth of this body and how I could take care of it and what all it can do, that was freedom to me, because now I knew that, man, I can do what? It can do what? And believe me, I've only begun to scratch the surface. I've seen people do things. I've seen people levitate. I've seen people hear talk telepathically. So I know this body has unlimited power. I'm just trying to find how to tap into it so it can be a structural force that I could use to make change. Because guess what? We are not them. So change will not come the way they implement change. Not for us. You know why? Because that isn't how we begun, and that will not be how we end. You see, we are the beginning, the middle, and the recreation. Not the end that you've been taught in Westernism. We are the beginning, which is the creation. We are the sustainers, so that makes us the recreation. So everything that we do, we should be recreating so that what we've done today becomes better tomorrow when our children do it. See, so that's when you hear me talk about the regeneration, the recreation. That's the purpose of us here. That's the purpose of us on this planet. This planet was going very well before humans were introduced. But you know what? They wanted us to learn from the basic source. You've always heard me say we are plants. Just evolved on a higher level. But we require the same thing they require. You don't know no black, no, but nobody, black, white, brown, pink, or blue, that lives without water, lives without food. And the plants require the same thing. That reproduces, the plants will do the same thing. Communicates, plants do the same thing. That hear, plants do the same thing. That project and transform energy, plants do the same thing. So we have to come to the understanding that we are not done and go out and do what needs to be done so the process can continue. Society has always taught us that civilizations that are bent on destruction self-destruct. Period. And guess what? When their rocks and their bones are dug up years ago, you want them to say, oh, look, this person was in chains. So he must have been a slave. He had no power. No. We are all human beings with unlimited power. But we have to tap into that power. And if we don't tap into that power, you can't blame me for what you didn't do. And I'm not blaming you for what I'm doing, because guess what? I'm prospering mentally, physically, and spiritually by what I do. Now, that prosperity may not be money, because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of times with the money I make, I got to give it away. And it might be the purpose, it might be the circumstance, it might be because of the opportunity. But I always get it back, because that's what I does. It regenerates creationism. And we are constantly creating. And if you're not creating, then literally you're failing not only yourself, but your children and your community. And the sad part about it is there's a lot of that going on because of the programming. We don't need TV. Cut the TV off. Pick up a book. You want to spend some time? If in a book, if you watch an hour of TV, all you get is entertainment. If you read an hour of a book, everything you read in that book now is registered in your data bank. And you can recall those things, those characters, those points of interest, because now you have been able to take what was in that book and incorporate it within yourself. So then you start reading books on a different level. So that information that you start incorporating yourself now becomes edification. And that edification becomes a nutrition of a different kind. It may be a spiritual nutrition. It may be a mental nutrition. It may be just a craft nutrition. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to need your hands. That's why they were given to you. And your hands may not be used for growing. It may be used for molding. It may be used for building. But in reality, it's all about regeneration, because we are creating all the time just because we have bodies that were given to us that do the same thing, and that is our purpose. And I'm hoping y'all are grasping on what I'm trying to get you to understand, because if you don't and you come back 3 or 4 years later and you say, wow, that's what he meant, we might have been in a major nuclear war. Because, see, we are living at a precarious time. The deception is, oh, that can't happen. Don't kid yourself. We have never been closer to nuclear war in history like we are now. Why? Because so many people have nukes. I'm not saying what their state of mind is, but if you have 10 people that have the power, one person eventually is going to think they are the most powerful. And that's why it's so important for us to be able to set our voice and then turn up the volume. Because when we turn up the volume, at least they know what we're thinking, and not saying they'll do what we say. Because when they say you'll do what they say, they ain't thinking about what you're thinking. They don't care about what you're thinking. But you know what? If you say, you know what, you're starting a voucher program, you tell us what the parameters of the school voucher program are, because we're starting our own charter schools, we're setting up our own vouchers, and guess what? We're setting them up in a period of time that you found that you don't want to be in, because you've demonstrated that, one, and two, we are not going to waste our money on transportation. So our schools are going to be in the communities that are most suitable to get the mass numbers. And you know what? You change the dynamic. Then you go to those educators who already have experience in education, and you say, look, we got to sit down and you got to design us a curriculum that's going to incorporate not only what the state requires us to have, but we want us to our children to have a physical training program, we want them to have a mental training program, and we want them to have a bit of spiritual training. If it's just meditation, the basics of meditation, that's fine. But we're going to open that door to another level of life that was not open to us, so that their level of life can be higher for our grands and our great grands. And then we take that this concept out to those people out here who have meet the criteria to be able to teach, and we come to common ground. Why do I say that we come to common ground? Because the more students we get in the school that are obedient to the curriculum, the greater of an asset they become to us in our communities. And those teachers can then not worry about what happens in the classroom. Even if we have to have a parent from one parent in a classroom during the course of the day, and everybody taking assigned time, and your assignment might be once a month or twice a month, but all we ask is that you be there. This is how you do and initiate change. That way we could go out here in our own communities and we could set up our own grocery stores. We don't need to buy Procter and Gamble's and cereals and stuff that we know aren't good for our kids. We can go to a farmer's market, buy fruit and vegetables wholesale, distribute them in our community as well as in our school district, and be able to control the nutrition that our children are getting, and being able to converse face-to-face, eye-to-eye with their parents. Because that's part of the programming, too. You see, they don't want you to have a one-to-one contact. That's why they got these devices that when you go into public arenas, everybody's looking down at that device. You know why? Because that puts a cage around them. And that cage says, don't disturb me. Okay? But we can go and have rule one, when you come in here on the school, about school things, you leave those out. We don't want anything disturbing what we're trying to do here. Then when you go back out, you go back in here, you get back into your routine, whatever it is. But we have to have grounds in which the principles are going to be based on what we're trying to achieve. And believe me, this is not rocket science. This is just humans being human. And the best part about it is that good, refreshing conversation comes back. Yes. You know how you walk down the street, well, especially for those people who live in the South, and one of the things that's a sidebar, down South, when you walk down the street, some people ain't kind of know you to say good morning. How you doing? Or are you enjoying your day? Have a nice day. I mean, it's refreshing, but yet it's deceptive because, once again, we have to understand what's behind that. That is what's called the Southern hospitality, and they want that. But yet, the South has its own set of issues, its own set of problems. But just think if we can educate them people on the same level, okay? To keep everybody focused so that they know what the state requires, but they're also getting something more so that they can come together in those areas of study and say we have a Black History Festival in which we have our children compete with knowledge about Black history, and then we give them a prize for that. You see, there's a lot of things we can do. We could do the same thing with farming. 4-H did it the same for years. We could do, you still want to do competitive sports? Then we do competitive sports. But we don't make the competitive sports so competitive that we become ruthless and agitated with each other. Because the harmony in the sport is to be able to have healthy competition. That's it. And healthy competition means, you ever see a wrestling match when the two wrestlers get done? They all beat up, one wins, then how they shake each other's hand. And next thing you know, next day when they're in school, they're talking. That is healthy competition. The whole thing is our responsibility. And we got to change the dynamics. Because if we don't, we victimize our children. And right now, they're being victimized immensely. There's some good positive things. You know, teenage pregnancy, that is going down. That's a good thing. But sexually transmitted disease is going through the roof. So that tells you on one level, it's some positive things are happening. On another level, still we need work to be done. So let's do the work. Because guess what? If I'm walking down the street, and this has happened to me, matter of fact, sidebar. I came out of the hotel one night, and there was a young lady who walked over to me. She was distraught. I mean, literally, she was almost in tears. And I said, sister, you all right? She said, well, and she gave me the story about somebody trying to harass her. She was dressed a little seductive, but that has nothing to do with it. This girl might have been 17 or 18 years old. And she was distraught. She said, well, this man tried to grab me and pull me in a car. And she didn't know me from Adam. But you know what she said to me? She said, could you take me home? That was my opportunity to show her true integrity. And when I dropped her off at her door, I watched her walk into that house. And I know whoever she talked to, she never said, when they said to her, well, who was it? She don't even know my name. And that is the most ingratiating part about this. I didn't have to tell her who I was. She could see in me enough to trust me, to ask me if I could take her home. And I did. And you know what? I felt so darn good after that. Because that was a contribution and a circumstance where I could make a difference. All right, now, this is coming up on the last half. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm hoping you're opening the doors to your understanding so that we could literally come through and make a difference so that you can be empowered to do and be greater than you were yesterday. As you can be the shadow cast upon amongst your children that is greater than your size. So, we're coming up on a break. This is Brother Davis coming at you in the last half. Give me a call. Because our time is short. It's running fast, but we're never too late when we start to do something. Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Yes, we got to, is this a break time here, man?
Yeah, it should be, Brother Davis. I'm just waiting on Scotty to play it. Scotty may be doing something.
Scotty, if you come in when you want to, Scotty, but listen, I'm going to add while we got this opportunity. We know we are nothing but fresh fruit. When I say we're fresh fruit, I mean like we literally grow based on what we're given. And growing them based on what we're given, we can literally do many and a multitude of things. We can come in a multitude of flavors, a multitude of sizes, and a variety of differences. And that's what we have to play on, the fact that we are a bunch something greater. And the best part about it is that every time we begin to open that door, we can grow. Sometimes I go by the conversations I have with people I've never met, don't even know their name. They say something unique that I see works within my day. And I'm going to tell you, I've reached a point right now where I see good in everything. And the reason why I see good in everything is because I'm promoting myself to understand that the negativity that is in the world is constantly being bombarded. We're constantly being bombarded in it. So we have to be able to pick ourselves up and move beyond the negativity and see the best in everything, even in a bad circumstance. See the best in everything. And I don't want you to think that I'm the exception to the rule. I am just a part of the rule. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Scotty, if you're ready, come on in, man, because we're coming up on the last. I have a power.
You know what, Brother Davis? I don't know. Scotty may have had some problems, so hold on one second.
Not a problem. Not a problem, man. I could do this. I could do this. I want to bring your attention to the fact. I want to bring your attention to the fact that when I say that our bodies possess, I mean your body possesses a chair. I feel like I got to reiterate that because a lot of times we fail to realize that there are things that we can do that we have not done that expand us who we are. And the best part about that is that when we begin to see that, then we're operating on an entirely different level altogether. And the best part about operating on that level is that the better we get at it, the easier it becomes. So if it's going to get easier in the long run, that means that you're getting better. So you have to elevate yourself a little higher so that you can teach yourself a little more and become more a little bit more indulgent and you go into the next level. And it's not rocket science, y'all. Nothing that we are trying to achieve is beyond our ability to achieve. But we may not be able to do it alone. We may have to incorporate other people in it that are like-minded, but let's do so. Because in reality, they're doing the same thing. They're trying to achieve the same thing. So, when it comes to locally, remember, we need to get together and start looking at these people who are running for office and possibly pick the only people out of our community. So, you know what? I don't know if you thought about that, but you articulate yourself well enough. Would you seriously consider? And the reason why I say it like that is because a lot of times, the system is designed to discourage those who are most suitable. And they will be discouraged. Because I have been approached, and I have told them time to time, according to my plan, I can work. I'm better to work with you than I am working for you. And the reason being is because if I'm working for you, I can't do what I'm doing in my community. But if it gets to that point, I'll gladly step forward. That's just the responsibility that needs to be taken on. But we all have to see ourselves doing something. And I believe that I'll be a better tool for the community in the community. But if it requires something more of me, so be it. I mean, it's just the nature of things. So we have to open our eyes and get the work done. And I don't care what part of the country you're in, there's something that needs to be done. People are talking now today about what the government is about to do. Well, the government's doing a lot of things today, telling you about. So much deception going on in the government right now. And we have to accept the fact that the government now has identified itself as an LLC. What is an LLC? It's a limited liability corporation. And it's starting to act like that on every turn. You look at the politicians. Now, when they go home to their homes, they don't even go to town hall meeting. Why? You know why? Because as an LLC, they feel, well, look, I'm represented. I don't have to go. And the sad part about it is if you do your due diligence, you'll find that that very, very foundation that they're talking about is what this country was built on. And the reality is we have to open up to the fact that that is the message to the people. The people are going to have to understand that one day that truth is going to be exposed to them. I've tried to expose it already, but a lot of times people don't get it. And the reason why they don't get it is because they don't want to. They want to think that the forefathers did not sell you out. And guess what? They can tell by the way they're treating you now that they have. You may not want to, you may not want to experience it personally, but I have. And believe me, it's not what I expected. The truth, it's not what I expected. From how, was I upset about it? No, I wasn't upset about it because it explained a whole lot of stuff. Explained a whole lot of stuff. So we have to understand the tools that was used. One of them was money. One of them was the emotions of greed, the emotions of contentment, and the emotion to be able to say, well, yeah, I'd do that for that. Some people sell out. But you're not going to stop that. And the reason why you're not going to stop that is because anytime there's something of value they can hang over somebody's head, somebody's going to accept it. That's just the truth. Real talk. And the sad part about that is that a lot of those people that are accepting it will sell you out. I'm quite sure you heard the concept about the numbers make the appearance. But that's what's happening with a lot of the black leaders today. They'll get together, show the numbers, because guess what? They can go back to corporations and say, you know all these people? You see all these people I can have at your doorstep? Now, if you don't give me what I want, see, they ain't thinking about what you want. They say, if you don't give me what I want, then this is what I can do. The sad part about it, that is true. So this is Brother Davis. He's coming at you on a Wise Wednesday. I'm trying to give you some serious ammunition to arm you to be able to go out here and make a difference. Because whether you decide to do it today or tomorrow, these are some heavy seeds I'm dropping. Whether they hit fertile ground or not, they could bounce off you or hit somebody else. It happens to be around you listening. I'm prepared for that because I understand how the cause and effect works. I understand how the karma is created. That's why I try to be understanding about how I deal on a regular basis. Sometimes I'm good. Sometimes I mess up. My wife will be the first person to tell you, I'm not a perfect human being, by no means. But I don't know that, and that's fine with me. But she'll also tell you, I'll do the best I can. And when I say I'll do the best I can, if I can, I'll let you know. And if I can, we'll enjoy the results. Is there any calls or anything, Dave? You people, my brothers and sisters, do not miss this opportunity with Black Talk Radio. It will not be here forever. I would encourage you to set up an account if you don't have one and make sure that you feed in to the BTR community. Make sure you become a part of it. It is growing, but it needs to be growing faster. We have conversations going on in there that edify the average person. And those people who are thinkers, literally, it'd be a big benefit to you because a lot of the conversations that we have here on Tando Radio and on Black Talk, literally, they're topics in the different rooms. So therefore, you get a chance to voice your opinion as well as give a chance to put your ideas out there. Because, see, you have to understand, that is what makes change. And if we don't make change, change is not going to come. It is our responsibility to take the hold of the problem, find a solution, regardless of how long it takes, and implement a solution. And I'm going to tell you, we got a bunch. I spoke to you last night about sustainable energy. That really should be the next forefront of the frontier, because literally, we're doing a lot of things with carcinogenic fuels that we don't need to do. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there are people sitting back saying, you know what, let's set this up so we can get this off our back so that we can open the door and go through this way. Because other countries are doing it. If we don't get on this bandwagon soon, we will be victimizing ourselves based on the fact that we're still feeding old greed. Old greed is the things that you still put money in, although it's outdated. And guess what? Coal, gas, oil, all of these things are going to be phased out with the new level of technologies that come in based on sustainable energy sources. So literally, what we're doing now is putting a nail in the coffin that literally we need to be taking and literally cleaning up, locking up, putting the storage so we ain't got to worry about that no more. And when you do, believe me, it's going to be a tough transition. Not everybody's going to be able to go out here and get an electric car, but guess what? There'll be more of those produced, mass produced, and before you know it, those prices will be coming down because, you know, you may not get a 2017, but you can get a 2010 or a 2011 that will still do the same thing, still got life in it, and you can style. And this is what we have to do. We have to focus to achieve what is going to be the best for our greatest resource, which is our babies. And guess what? I don't know about you, but every time I see somebody smiling because they have a new grandson or a new daughter, or just lately the kids coming out of school, kids going from the kindergarten to the first grade or from elementary school to middle school, that's a joy. I can't get enough of that. And the reason being is because the look on their face is our reward. I'll take it any time. It may not be cash that I can go to a store with, but that's fine. Because guess what? I don't need to go to a store with my reward all the time. Sometimes my reward is just sitting here spending some time with my wife. And guess what? I find that to be very rewarding. And we work together. You know, think about that. Me and my wife, we are together all the time. Unless she goes sometimes she goes get her nails done. I get a pedicure, so I can't even say unless she goes get her nails done. But literally, there has to be a harmony that is taking place that allows us to enjoy the rhythm of what we're trying to achieve in the circumstances that we're in. And we are not an exception. And that's why I pointed out that we got to do the work in order to receive the joy. As a matter of fact, we're in August 9th, we'll be celebrating our 35th first date anniversary. You got that? It might be 36, you just said. But the whole thing is the little thing. The little things open up the door to a greater understanding. The pasture is clear. We just need people to go out and graze so that we can go ahead and show the numbers, make our voices heard, stand up for our issues, and let the world know that, listen, this is not just our issue. If it's your issue, come on out here. Raise your voice. Let them know that we are not alone. We speak as a people who see a need that needs to be taken care of. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I hope that you guys have been able to achieve something out of this show tonight. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's important that you understand the root of the show was we are the generators of creation. We are constantly generating for recreation. Don't lose that. Because that is the foundation of what we're trying to achieve on every level, the local level, environmental level, mental, physical, spiritual, and education, media. That is what we're trying to achieve, to regenerate it so that we can communicate once again. Brother Davis, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Back to you, brother.
Brother Davis, great, great show as always. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. And just want to thank everyone for listening to Tando Radio Show. Right after Tando Radio Show, New Abolition Radio comes on with Max and Scotty. It's coming on right after, so we're going to get out of here a little bit early. Also, for those of you that are in the prepping class, we'll do it 30 minutes after the hour. And just, you already have the number, just chime in. We'll see you there. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out, and I missed you. The past couple have been crazy busy, but we got to connect. All right, everyone, much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.